B-Pod Studios.
What's up?
Toucher. Our only concern is your condition.
Rich. Oh, this guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub, no!
It's the
Bengals. Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bagamon.
And the other.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the Chef.
Oh! 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And what a world we live in. Sports are starting up. Tonight you have live MLS here right on the radio station.
Okay, stop for a second about the live MLS, because that's a game that I actually wanted to watch. Like, I got a little excited. Hey, this is great, live sports. And it's awesome that the station's carrying it. But am I correct in that this is one of the only live sporting events going on right now, and it's not on TV?
Yes. Yes. It is not on local television, to the best of my knowledge.
Are you
kidding
me?
I couldn't find it anywhere. No. We're the only outlet that has it.
It's on Twitter, guys. You got to watch it on Twitter.
It's on Twitter.
Awesome.
They've got this one thing. Finally, the MLS is able to step out and go, hey, we're playing. We're the only game in town. And it's not on TV.
Yeah, take that, Atlanta, stupid scarf-wearing fans that all of a sudden thought that soccer was the greatest thing of all time.
You know, and I was actually and seeing the Bankroll Boys, the little sheet they sent out this morning, giving us some kind of props and odds, I got kind of excited for a minute because I was like, hey, it looks like the Revolution, they have a pretty good shot at this. I mean, their odds are pretty decent. And you can't see them anywhere on TV, anywhere on local TV.
Listen, if I would have thought of it, which is a stretch, I would have turned it on for a little while.
Sure,
absolutely, a U.S. pro league playing, I would have turned it on. That means I just have to turn the dial and lock it in and turn off the knob or tear off the knob.
That's right.
For 98.5, the Sports Hub. That's
who does the play-by-play, Fred, for the MLS New England Revolution for 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I actually know the answer to that.
Because I don't. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, Fred.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Jeffrey Epstein. He's actually alive.
I was going to say, I don't know. It's
you
probably
can
like
listen
some...
to Brad Feldman at 8 o'clock.
Okay. Yes. All right.
Nothing there speaks superstar more than that. All right. Joe Murray is on the phone. Dan Lifshatz is in studio. So, Rich, I think I made the bet for you last Thursday.
You did. You apparently made me some money. And you followed the rules. It was something that was degenerate. It was a team that was like, once again, like Korean soccer, right?
Yep. South Korean soccer.
I mean, I got to tell you, Lifshatz is like unstoppable with Korean soccer.
There's no question. Like the guy, like, I don't know how you know what you know, Dan, and I know you're never going to tell people how you know what you know, but thank God you do. Because if people just listen to you on Korean soccer alone, they would be making some cash. I don't even know what you bet, Fred. Did you bet the rest of the bankroll? What did you bet? What do we got?
I think you were down to zero and I bet 200.
So I got 200 up. 200 up. All right. Not bad. Not bad. Excellent. You got anything else? We'll save the degenerate to the end. I want to talk about let's while we're on the MLS. Is this something, you know, I saw that was it plus 300 that you got the Revolution. Is that a bet worth making?
I like the Revs tonight. I don't know, Dan. I like the Revs. I think the way they've been playing, they should beat the Impact tonight. The total's 3. And I don't know. I kind of lean the under on that one, but I was going to give out the Revs tonight to win to beat the Impact.
I mean, it's the first time they played in what 3.5 months, essentially. If I'm taking anything from 3.5 months away, and I'm taking teams that are pretty similar playing in neutral sites, essentially, I'm probably rolling with the dog for some value. I mean, last night in the MLS, Orlando City, I think, played Inter Miami, and Orlando City won in the 97th minute with a goal from Nani, who you actually might know because he used to play for the Portuguese national team with Ronaldo.
Oh,
so.
Him.
Yes, of
right.
course. Yeah, the infamous Nani. So, but anyways, they won. They were big dogs. So I would lean the dogs early because I think that, you know, teams are, you know, haven't played in 3.5 months, are playing on neutral site, you might actually be able to get a little bit of value there.
Does that mean over or under 3 goals? That's what we got, it looks like.
I would lean under in the Revolution game.
Okay.
I lean under.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so one thing that I thought was interesting in terms of prop bets that you have
is that, I mean, what's, you know, what's 20 bucks, like, right? You know, like, what's 10, 20 bucks? Would you just, if, like, you, would you just put, like, 20 bucks on the Tigers to win the American League pennant just to do it? Because, I mean, then you get, what do you get on 20? So if you bet 10, so you get $50,000, right?
20 bucks would get you $250.
$2,500, actually. Yeah, I would say probably not. I mean, there, maybe in, like, something, you know, if you're betting something that, like, has, you know, a random chance, politics or, you know, something. But for the most part, I would say the main sports are pretty squared away. When you have a team that's that bad, I would probably say I'd rather just take my 20 bucks and, you know, go bet like a hole in one on, you know, a golf tournament instead.
Right. So, but know, it's like just that with a 60 game season, if a team gets, and then you got to go to the playoffs and then you lose. But just with the 60 game season, it's so compacted that if a team got hot, and that can happen to anybody, if you get hot, there's a chance that you sneak in. So I just thought that for 20 bucks and you can walk away with all that money, that it might be worth a flyer.
I'll tell you this much, though. I'm fading the Dodgers and I'm fading the Yankees, and they're both the favorites. I just think their heart isn't in it this year, and I'm going to take a team that's rising, like, you know, like the A's or the Braves or somebody like the, even the Rays. I'm taking teams like that, the Twins, teams with a little bit of something to prove or aren't making a lot of money. That's who I'd look at to win this year.
So you've got an interesting around. Thing on here.
Go ahead.
I heard you, you're spreading the money around. So you've got something out here that I thought was interesting because I haven't even thought about how this is going to affect everyone's individual statistics. But you had the over-under most home runs scored by a single player in the 2020 season. And the over-under right now is 20.5. And that seems about right. You know, I guess if you just take a look at what someone does in a year and you cut it down – I would almost kind of go the under on that, wouldn't you? Just because it seems like people are going to be sloppy coming out of the gate. Am I wrong in thinking that?
I got it at 19.5. I know Dan might feel different, but I'm going over. It's minus 140 over right now, but I think Dan feels differently.
Yeah, I would shade towards the under on that. Again, it's hard expecting, kind of knowing what these guys are going to do. It's probably not something I would suggest playing either side, to be honest with you. But if you like a side, I just personally would say under. You're have to get real hot over 60 games to hit 20 home runs.
Pitchers have the advantage, I think, early in the season. Am I wrong, Wallach?
I'm not convinced of that. Okay. of that. I think pitchers usually, in a normal spring training, it takes pitchers, 4 or 5 weeks to get ready? And now you're cutting that down a little bit. I think the first couple weeks of the season, maybe the hitters would have the advantage.
All right. Is that what you think there, Bankroll Boys?
I think the hitters might early on. But listen, the starters, you know, if you 60 games, what's that, 10 or 12 starts? Maybe some guys go on 4 days rest or get more starts this year. So maybe the pitchers do get ready, but I'll throw one at you guys, and maybe we could throw 20 bucks on it. Will there be a no-hitter this year in Major League Baseball? Plus 300 right now at the moment.
That's it?
I'm taking that.
For plus 300?
If there will be a no-hitter.
See, that to me, I thought it would have been like worse odds. I thought that you would make more money than just that. I mean, a no-hitter in a weird season like this, where everyone's off? Oh, man.
You also have to complete the season, too. So, I mean, that's, you know, I don't know what the rules are surrounding the bet, but, you know, if it's just like a minimum of like 5-10 games and it'll complete the season, so I think there is, you know, inherent risk in making that bet just because you may not actually
complete. Excluding playoffs, that's what the bet is.
Is there a bet the odds as to whether or not the season will finish?
There were odds on that. I haven't seen any since. But, guys, I don't know if it will finish. I'll be honest with you. The way that people are dropping like flies and you know, it's gonna, I feel like maybe when it gets hot in August, some guys will be like, yeah, I'm done with this and just start opting out. I'm serious. I'm being serious. Like, I don't know. Guys are showing up fat. Some guys, you know, people are still waiting on the test results. Like,
who
I don't
showed
think
up
MLB's
fat? I've been watching for that, Joe. And who has been noticeably showing up fat? Because I've been looking for this.
Take a look at Rafael Devers. Take a look.
Just take a look at Pablo Sandoval on Twitter.
That's different.
No, it's not different.
That's much different.
He's my size.
Sandoval just doesn't care. He gave up about 7 years ago. He doesn't care. He never has. That dude was born 5'11", 250.
Admit it, guys. He carries it in the funniest way that you can carry it. And that is right. Like, he looks pregnant. It's just this big bowling ball. And it's not like he's big all over. It's just, like, right there. It's, like, cartoonish almost how he carries his stomach that he's got. So, that picture of him standing out there taking grounders is just one of them. It's astounding.
Bankroll Boys, Rich is up to 100. What is the degenerate special for the day?
What do you got, Dan?
I've looked. There's nothing really good in the Asian leagues this weekend. Unfortunately, nothing great in Japan or South Korea. So I'm going to give you something you guys can watch today. How about that?
Hey. Yes.
New York City takes on Philadelphia Union at 9 a.m., guys. So literally like an hour and 45 minutes, okay? MLS, it's the second game. I like the over 3 in that one, which is -110, nice and even. Okay, so the over 3 in New York City, Philadelphia Union starts in like an hour and 45 minutes.
Put the bankroll on that sumbitch. Hell yeah. I'm liking this. Now, can I see it on TV? I'm like, of course, the Revolution.
I actually think this game is on TV.
TV has this?
I think this is like ESPN something? ESPN something. Something. Yeah, exactly. The Ocho has it. Something like that. I know. ESPN has it at 9 a.m.
Oh, all
there
right.
There you go.
There you go. All right. So over 3. All right. I like it. All right.
Hey, guys, real quick. Fight Island this weekend. One of the best UFC fights you will see. Usman Masvidal. Masvidal is taking this fight on 6 days' notice. Gilbert got coronavirus. He can't fight Usman. Masvidal is one of the best fighters in the world, taking on Usman, who's won 15 in a row. It's Fight Island. It's this weekend. Masvidal's a big dog right now, plus 230. On 6 days' rest, I'm not sure if he can win, but I'm taking the plus 30. Usman's the best fighter right now on the planet. Masvidal won that the BMF belt over McGregor. This is going to be the best UFC fight you've seen this year, and UFC has been awesome. So check it out Saturday night if you can.
All right, the Bankroll Boys are brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings has thousands of dollars up for grabs this weekend. Download DraftKings now. Use the promo code SPORTSUB during sign-up and play for a chance to win the big prize. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Thank you. The 98.5 Over-Under podcast is going on. Are you guys still Saturday mornings, 7 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
All right. You can hear them right here at the station Saturday mornings at 7 o'clock. We will be right back.
The games are only half of it. Sure and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Like, I didn't really pay attention to it, and now I'm pissed.
Rich. Put the dress as an ape and jump out of the bushes.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, everybody. Don't mind me, just chewing some food. Relaxing, maxing, relaxing. Open up a Diet Sunkist.
Hang on, they make Sunkist still? I just love Sunkist.
Wow. I don't. Where can you find that? I haven't seen
Diet
that in a
Sunkist
while.
Anywhere where your finer beverages are sold.
Okay.
Oh, that's awesome. God, I used to love Sunkist.
I think I drank 10 yesterday.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
God.
10 different Sunkists.
Oh.
Yeah, I think I drank 10 Diet Sunkists.
Oh my Lord.
What's it to you, Jack?
I don't know.
So, Rich, you've been eating like all. You're probably like in phenomenal shape. If your activities are riding a bike and then getting in a dinghy and then you're cooking everything at home, you must be in phenomenal shape.
No, I don't know if it's phenomenal shape. I think it's just like I haven't been eating out as much. Now, for a while, I was getting like takeout, which was great, and that was fine. But I mean, there's no like I miss my garbage food. Like I really miss that. Like I wish I could get. Wish I could go to the Bell. I wish I could hit some. By the way, did you hear that ComAv apparently is getting a Taco Bell that's one of these like restaurants where you can go get liquor and stuff too? It's a sit-down restaurant. It's a Taco Bell that has booze involved.
Okay, outside of once you got out of high school, did you ever eat inside a Taco Bell?
Yeah. I did. That was like 15% of the time, though. I mean, it's made for drive-through. We all know
that.
Yeah,
I have no desire to drink at a Taco Bell. I mean, you pick up Taco Bell, you bring it home, and then you shame yourself, and then you go to bed.
Right. You bring it home where your liquor is, and you can do it that way. But no. I mean, if you're a college student, though, that's got to be amazing, because it's right there in ComAv, probably over by BU. And that, I mean, think if there was a place like that when you were in college. That would have been a dream.
Think about how many chicks are going to be there. It's going to be, it's really going to be a bin of, what are you guys going to do tonight? I don't know. I heard this bunch of chicks from Playboy are going over to the Taco Bell where they serve booze.
Oh, I bet a Wednesday night during the school year, it is going to be a line out the door at 1 a.m. if they keep it open that late. There was that one, a burrito place that they were trying to open over near Emerson that they had to petition the city because the city wouldn't let them keep it open past 12:30. They're like, dude, the one that we have in Harvard, there's a line out the door at 1 a.m. You have to understand, that's when people eat. That's when they want to eat.
Well, that's the thing is that if they serve booze, I don't think they're going to be able to stay open past 1. I mean, that's the whole thing about it.
Yeah. I mean, like nightclub, that is the one thing that, unfortunately, Boston is behind the 8-ball regarding compared to other cities, is that and I don't know if it's changed in the past year or so, and I just haven't noticed it, but when I used to stay out late drinking, I remember like 12:30, they would go, all right, last call. And you're like, what? Hey, this, really? We're gonna close the bar this early? I remember that in Brookline when you know, we would go drinking out there, and they would be like shutting it down. Like, what are we doing here?
Right. And if I did nights when I did nights in Atlanta, the bars were open till 4, and there were a way you could get membership cards to go to bars that never closed or clubs that never closed. And if I had lived here when I was that age, I mean, I never would have been able to go out. I just never would have been able to go out. I mean, I guess there's Tinder and stuff now, but 1 a.m. is ridiculous. I don't know how that helps anybody. I don't know what that is supposed to do. Like, I mean, if you have to go to work, that's on you. If you stay out past 1 a.m.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Freedom of choice, baby. Give me that. Don't tell me what to do.
But you're telling me that a Taco Bell that serves beer and liquor that's going to be right next to a college isn't going to be slam-packed almost every single night at like 1 a.m.
See, the liquor part isn't a factor to me. I mean, Taco Bell is Taco Bell. It's on an island. Taco Bell is something, again, that you eat in the car, generally. You usually eat it in the car, and then if you're slick, you get a bunch of hot sauce packs, and you go put them in a Ziploc bag and go, see you later. I got these for the future. And that usually they'll get the order wrong the first time, and you got to pull around. And then that's the part of the magic of it. To go into a place that just serves booze. See, listen, I love alcohol. Of course I do. No, it's one of my great joys. But Taco Bell exists on its own. I haven't ate at a Taco Bell since high school, and because that's where we hung out, which was we hung out at the Taco Bell because I lived in a really cool place. But that's where we hung out at night. But no, I have no desire for the booze part of it.
Well, Fred, the reason you probably haven't eaten a Taco Bell in a while is that the city of Boston makes it entirely too difficult to get drive-through fast food. It's insane how tough it is to find a drive-through Chick-fil-A, a drive-through Taco Bell, a drive-through Arby's. Like, it's almost non-existent.
Come out here. We got the drive-through Chick-fil-A.
You bragger. Shut up. Your stupid street
come
of dreams out there.
Man. We got the drive-through Chick-fil-A right here.
You know where all the bad, like, where the housing value goes way down. Because if you're going down Route 9, all of a sudden, you just see this parade of...
As soon as like you come up from under the Speen Street overpass, there it is, baby.
And then you can just go, here we are. Now we're getting to the slums. of Natick.
Fred, there's been days after work that I've driven to Peabody, or like Saugus, in order to go to that drive-through Taco Bell. And by the way, that's no easy task to be going up, you know, that road in Saugus, and you've got, you know, the Prince Pizza on your left, and you pass the Loon. But to get to the other side of the road with that gigantic fence in the middle is a pain in your gigantic ass.
There's a Taco Bell in the food court at the Natick Collections, man. Come on down.
There's one in West Roxbury.
Yeah.
Dude, I've gone to the one that is kind of in Revere after work. That's a nice, like, 35-40 minute drive just to get to the drive-thru of a Taco Bell.
Now, do you get enough for, like, two meals?
Oh, I just order a crap load, but I eat it all.
I was going to say, so you eat it there. You go inside.
So, I mean, anytime, like, I get too excited that I'm not going to eat it, like, I'm like, whoa, this took me forever to get there, I order way too much, but don't get it twisted. I eat it in one sitting. I remember the last time I went, I think I got four soft taco supremes. I might have even gotten Mexican pizza, because I've had a Mexican pizza in the last year or so. Which, when's the last time you dove into one of those bitches?
I haven't had ground beef from Taco Bell in 25 years.
I'm usually off the ground beef, but I saw an ad, like, as I was pulling up, I saw I was not planning on getting into Mexican pizza, but I saw, like, an ad for it. No, it was an ad for the Crunchwrap Supreme, which is a Mexican pizza with a tortilla on the top of it. I was like, that's too much. I want to go to with a classic. So I got a Mexican pizza.
Which is so much different than a tostada. It's a Mexican pizza.
Well, it's a Mexican pizza. No. Tostada is just one crunchy shell.
I know.
Mexican pizza has two crunchy shells.
I know. It's a lot different. It's got another shell.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I think that might have been it. A Mexican pizza and four soft taco supremes, and I was satisfied. Like, at that point, I was like, I think I might have even gotten one of those stuffed grilled burritos that they still have those. I think it goes under a different name,
but it's the one off the menu, by the way.
Oh yeah. That's if you're classy. That's if you're like a guy.
If you want a Baja chicken taco or chicken gordita, that ain't on the menu. But they'll make it. Because strangely enough, they still have all the ingredients. So, because there's so much variance and different ingredients that they have there. So, yes, there is in West Roxbury, there is a Chick-fil-A, which right next to it is a Taco Bell.
Oh,
and it's a whole situation.
That's a double dip. See, that's a double dip afternoon. Like, if those two are right next to each other on the same side of the road, you're double dipping. There's no question. You're going in and getting a couple soft tacos from Taco Bell, and then you're getting a Chick-fil-A sandwich, and that's your lunch. There's no question at all. That's the way I would do it.
I mean, it's a good 25 minutes from here, and my son has a friend who, if he sleeps over at the kid's house, that the dad goes and gets Chick-fil-A, which I'll never understand.
Have the drive-thrus at Chick-fil-A calmed down yet, though? Because apparently during the pandemic, it's been the hottest club in town.
They're out there. Oh, my God, it's awful.
Even in Tennessee, where they're, like, on every corner, it's impossible. But they have, like, five lines going. So it moves. Well, there you go. That's my our thoughts on Taco Bell. All right, we'll be right back here at the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tutcher and Rich.
Tough is never what you think it is.
On Boston's home for sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sports Hub. We're Tutcher and Rich. And Rich, what's going on?
Well, so I was just thinking about something that the Bankroll Boys were saying about players showing up to camp at all the baseball parks around America out of shape. And I haven't really seen any of that other than, of course, Pablo Sandoval. But, you know, we knew what to expect with that. And they mentioned Rafael Devers. Rafael Devers is a big guy anyway. I just saw a picture of him. I'm just like watching a video.
He doesn't look any different. He looks the same.
Devers just kind of looks the same. And I know that he's been practicing away from the team, what, like BU or something like that? Or Boston
BC,
College?
He was thought to have come into contact with someone who had tested positive for the coronavirus, but he's tested negative 3 times in the last week, so he was back at Fenway yesterday.
Okay, yeah, so I saw that, and I was just like, all right, I don't know if... I think he seems to be okay. There's been a lot of papers that were written in a lot of articles over the last couple days. Shaughnessy did it, and I saw Chad Finn write this as well, and it was about how you know baseball just needs to not happen. They got to shut it down. They got to stop it because of the bad start. And I was kind of joking, but now the more I think about it, the more I'm kind of on Ron Renicki's side, where he's like, dude, there's going to be bumps in the road at the very beginning, but we're going to be able to figure this out. I think right now is way too early to pull the plug on all of this. Like, I mean, you knew that when everyone first got together, for the first time, you were going to get to test these guys and just kind of see where it's at. And as of right now, there's players who aren't going to play. They're not going to do it. They're not going to do their thing. But, I mean, don't you think that it's too early to right now to say – just call off the season?
Depends on if Major League Baseball gets its act together. I mean, the first week couldn't have gone any worse. So
that's true, but you have to give them a chance to do that.
Yeah.
If they get the testing and people test positive, I mean, they're still playing baseball. I mean, there's no reason. It might, you know, expand a roster, call people up. You know, it's 2 weeks of the season. I don't see why not. I don't know, because it ruins the sanctity of the game. Because
No. The stuff that they wrote had nothing to do with the sanctity, Fred. It was just about how, you know, this is too dangerous of a time and all that. And that, I understand that. But I also think that this is the first week and you knew that there were going to be some screw-ups. And, John, I agree. They couldn't have screwed it up any more than they did. They really couldn't have. Now, if things don't improve and they continue to bungle all this testing and they can't get their crap together, then I can see why it almost wouldn't be worth it at that point. But you got to give them at least a chance to try to get this right for a week or two, right? Before you start calling for all this to be – and listen, I'm as cautious as anybody – but I think that that's a little bit jumping the gun if right now you're waving the flag to end it before you give them a chance to get it right.
Here's the deal is that the reason people are wearing masks and going out, and I know we're not going to – this isn't specifically about COVID because I know that it's a topic that people are sick of. But my theory is this, is that the reason that you wear a mask when you go out is because you're assuming that other people have coronavirus and you're protecting yourself. So I think if you took a bunch of people from my neighborhood, say you took, you know, 150 people from my neighborhood and you tested them, I bet you, you know, 15 people have it or 10 people have it. Or if you tested for who has the antibodies because they had it and didn't know it, it would be those numbers too. So, I mean, they're being tested. They're being removed. If you test the players and you find the positive ones and you remove them, I mean, it's such a small group of people. You would assume that, you know, that it would die out at that point.
But that's the problem, Fred, is that they're not testing them properly.
No, I understand that. But, I mean, that's...
If they're able to, you're right, Fred. It's ideal. If you're able to do that, but that's the one thing that they've bungled, the important thing.
I understand that, but it's... They don't know what they're doing, and this is all new to everyone. Yeah, you're right. You give them a couple of weeks, they'll be fine.
I don't know if they'll be fine, but I do know that it's something that you can't wave that flag yet. I mean, you knew that things were going to start a little rough, and you know what? And to be honest, the teams I think have done the right thing where it started rough. They've been like, all right, you don't have the test, we can't practice. We want to get the test back, and then we can practice and we can do our thing. And hopefully they'll be able to get it figured out. But one guy who does have it figured out, as we mentioned yesterday, is Mr. Country Joe West. Country Joe West, the umpire extraordinaire, who I just call him Rambo because this dude is obviously the toughest man on the planet. He said, you know, the virus, saying, if I hadn't died from doing this job yet, this virus sure as hell ain't going to bring me
like
down.
He does act like he's been in covert operations for the U.S. military for 30 years.
Right, he talks
you're
like
a fat guy that stands there. I mean, yeah. I mean, he's like, I'm like a gunslinging son. I'm a hot plains drifter. I'm like Joe West. Wow, you stand there. You got to wear a pad. I mean, yeah, you know, I've been around this country once or twice. I mean, I've met my fair share of dames and juke joints. And you're just, it's just Joe West. It's just like you're an umpire, dude. I mean, and he's like, you know, I've traveled the world, and so, like, what, like, in 1960, like, some Encyclopedia salesman is like, yeah, you know, like, Encyclopedia Britannicas don't sell themselves. I'm in Steubenville, Ohio.
Steubenville.
Having a malted.
He's the worst kind of dumb, too. Like, we all know that he makes everything about him. Every game that he does, he wants the world to know this is Country Joe West out here calling the shots. And yesterday, I mean, that was so great. Even, you know, when The Athletic talked to him, he's like, man, if my job hadn't brought me down yet, ain't nothing going to kill me.
Yeah, and then I've had to stand in the heat.
I mean, I've had to be a fat guy standing,
You know, and only every, you know, 10 minutes am I able to take a break and get a drink. I mean, it's really grueling.
So the Bob Nightingale of the USA Today, he reached out to Joe West and another senior umpire, a guy named Jerry Davis. Now, between the two of them, they've worked almost 80 years doing this. I mean, they're probably two of the most seasoned umpires in the game.
By the way, I learned yesterday that Joe West, from you guys, that Joe West is out to get the record for most games umpired, which is like
5,300.
Which is like the guy in the Domino's commercial that folds the boxes the fastest. It's like just kind of sad that they're happy about it.
Right. Here's your ribbon.
Like no one cares but them. Is there anything more depressing than that Domino's commercial, by the way, when the guy's doing the boxes real
surrounded
fast?
By boxes in that room.
You're just like, oh, dude. Like, this is what you want to become a savant in?
Did you get a clock for that? Did the company give you like a nice $20 Casio or something?
I'm sure he got compensated handsomely from being in that commercial.
Well, this article is wild because, you know, this guy Jerry Davis, he's older as well. They're both 67 years old. And he was, you know, they're both given the opportunity to opt out of the season and still get paid because of their age and everything else. They're both in the high-risk groups. So this guy, Jerry Davis, who has worked a ton of different games, he said that he's not going to do it. He said, it wasn't that tough of a decision for me. He said, I can't beat on my chest and say that nothing is going to happen to me. My doctors told me I don't have a higher risk of catching it, but higher implications if I do catch it. And he was saying, you know, we have three young grandchildren. I couldn't risk taking anything back to my family. And meanwhile, they go to Joe West, and Joe West says, those death statistics aren't accurate. He said, I don't care who's counting them. He said, this is a quote from him. When country music singer Joe Diffie died, they said he died of the coronavirus. He had stage 4 lung cancer. The coronavirus may have accelerated his death, but let's be realistic. Our system is so messed up, they've emptied hospitals because there's no elective surgery. The government's been giving these hospitals extra money if someone dies of the coronavirus. So for everybody that dies, it's because of the coronavirus, right? I don't care if you get hit by a car. It's the coronavirus. I mean, Country Joe West, he's figured it all out.
It's like he's taking the name of the country singer.
Joe Diffie.
You know, yeah, Joe Diffie. He's, you know, one of my contemporaries, Joe Diffie. One of the guys that I like to work with, Joey Diff is what we call him. He knows what's going on. Yes, he
said, I don't want to let anybody down. The reason I'm doing it is I don't want to let him go. This is the kind of job you can't do that you can't do while worrying about everything else happening around you.
That's right. You got to stay laser focused for 3 hours. And then spend the rest of the time in a bath eating fried chicken.
Joe West.
Joe West, the amount of pressure on... I mean, listen, I wouldn't want to be an umpire either, but you know, he's taken the... He's a renegade umpire. He's a High Plains Drifter umpire.
He's a cowboy on a steel horse he rides.
Moped to every city so people can take pictures of him from behind. Yeah, Joe West is an interesting guy. Joe West really likes himself some Joe West. I'm going to be the biggest winner and I'm going to have more games than anyone else. Well, you'll be remembered by no one. So enjoy that. That will be, bang that up. All right. Well, we will be back. It's Thursdays with Ray Lewis coming up. As Ray Lewis has a podcast. So we will hear from Ray and so much more. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Boston sports fans start their day with Tutcher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Tutcher and Rich. And I never thought I'd be teasing it, but there is... live sports, local live sports on the radio today, and apparently you can't see it anywhere. So the MLS, the New England Revolution, are playing this evening.
That's insane, Fred, isn't it? That you can't. I want to just double check that because I saw that yesterday on the all over the place that you couldn't find tonight's Revolution game on TV. And Fred, like you, normally I'd be like whatever, but it's live sports and it's. You know, a tournament, you know, so this is something that to have on the background wouldn't be the worst idea. They've got me, Fred. They did their job. The MLS was first. They got out there. They're the only thing on tonight. And to be quite honest, it might be a nice warm feeling having live sports on my TV at home. And they've missed out on the opportunity to actually have it on TV.
No, it's not on TV in the United States. You see, I think Univision has it and TSN in Canada has it, but not ESPN. ESPN is carrying some of the games. FS1 is carrying some of the games, just not this one.
How does NBC Sports Boston not have it? Don't they have the rights to the Revolution?
Yes, they do, and I have no idea.
Well, there's so much else going on.
I mean, they'll run like reruns of Revolution games on their channel. Imagine that. I can't imagine what the ratings on that would be. Reruns of a regular season Revolution
game. I think it's more we just are required to have something on television.
I you're probably right, but I mean, and not air this? Like, how do you not air this?
You take away airtime from Gary Tangway. Yes, you can't do that.
Well, I mean, Gary Tangway, say what you will, he'd probably get better ratings than a rerun of a Revolution game. But tonight's a game that a lot of people are going to want to watch, and you've missed out on this? Yeah. MLS did they put themselves in the position to be the only game in town. It's almost like the league's got to be looking around. The Revolution's got to be infuriated going, look what we've done to get through all this. Have you seen all the crap we've gone through to start this season, and we're not even on TV in the one night that you've got a captive audience? Well, I guess that's why, Fred, you're right. They need to tune it in to 98.5 The Sports Hub, in which they can hear the game right
rip
there.
Rip off the knob.
Rip off the old knob.
They won't have that problem in Atlanta, where, much to my frustration, as soon as the Atlanta United became an MLS team, they started selling out where the Falcons play. And when you went to a bar, would visit, and you go to a bar like on a Saturday, and you're sitting there with your friends, and then all of a sudden these people come in with scarves on, like they're fans of a real team. So I just oh, my God, now you're doing this with your scarves? Get out of here.
All right. Just while we have a second, let me play this because, you know, we've got the MLS is back up. And I just want you to – last night was the first game. And I just want to read the description that our own Mike Lockhart put on this clip that's on the clip sheet that he sent me. It says, quote, Miami scores the first goal of the MLS is back club. Did you catch the game last night? Is there a fart in the beginning of the clip? So I don't know if this needs to be an official fart court. I have not heard this yet, but I want to see
you
what
sure
Mike
you don't
is.
Want to save it?
Maybe I'll save it.
You sure you don't want to save it for like maybe 8:35, 8:40?
Why not? Because as I said, I haven't heard it, so this might be the biggest dud of a fart court you've ever had.
Yeah.
But when Mike Lockhart comes to me with something, I trust the man's judgment. So I'm gonna have to just maybe we do save on that. Maybe we do like an impromptu fart court right around 8:35 or so.
Because the was it Ian Poulter who farted? Who was the guy who farted?
Oh, the golfer? Was it him? Because he came out and admitted that he did it, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, that was, I mean, I was showing my kids that yesterday. I mean, that is something else.
That one ripped.
I mean, it was so loud. He just was out of his mind. He just, the follow through just caused such like stomach push. That, I mean, that's the loudest in fart court history, by far.
It might be the loudest, but I don't know if it was the best. Joe Biden still might be my favorite, where it just kind of fell out.
Yeah, well, that's going to happen with the man.
I mean, of course it is. I mean, listen, we can't all, like, you know, have perfect.
Or stop work on roads and bridges, so.
That's a snoozer. It's like a, well, that's like a horsey notes.
It's a man that's lived a life. I mean, you can't. Not everything's tight, you know. You start getting.
Or stop work on roads and bridges. So
you start getting that like gizzard neck, and you know, you get, you know, you start drooping in places, and you know, you lose a little bit of the muscles that control things.
That is Poulter, by the way. And okay, I guess that they made like a video afterwards and said, "Yeah, I know that was before." And all of his buddies like.
I would have done the same thing.
Of course. It's like, if you're going to be known for something, who cares?
I mean, you should get an endorsement from, like, Depends or something.
I don't know if it's Depends. Who needs Depends?
Or stop work on roads and bridges, so.
That's just like a lazy horse.
It's a horse on its deathbed.
It's like, yeah, you know what he's doing? He's flicking some more oats off of his, like, lips. He's like, well, he's kind of done eating.
Or stop work on roads and bridges, so.
Oh, those roads and bridges. Okay, no commercials here, just the headlines. And then now is the time where I wake up my family with Ray Lewis. It's Thursdays with Ray.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.